Here we go.
This week is Parshat Vayakel. It is also Shabbat Mivarchim for Chodesh Adar Bet. Okay, so there's a lot of talk again about the Mishkan. And a thought I had is when you think about all of the different Kelim, and we've spoken about this, right? Like the most special Keli in the Mishkan, the one that everybody talks about, is the Aron. And the Aron is the place, it says, Asuli Mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham, that Hashem wants us to make a Mikdash, and that when we make a Mikdash, once we create the Mikdash, Hashem will come and he'll rest his presence within Klal Yisrael. It's like literally between the Kruvim is the place where the Shekhinah rested. And inside the Aron has two sets of Luchot, the regular Luchot, the broken Luchot. They're all inside in this one Aron. It's an incredible spot, a physical spot on earth. But what do we know about the Aron? The Aron had a kaporet, it had a covering, and then it had the parochet, another covering, and then it was nestled in the Kodesh Kodashim, and then in between the Kodesh Kodashim and the regular part of the Beit Midrash was a curtain, a barrier. So you have something that's incredibly valuable, incredibly beautiful, the height, maximum Kedusha on this world. And what do we know? It's covered, it's got layers and layers and layers and layers with, and it's cute, it's covered, it's special. It's like, think about like a bank, right? You have this most beautiful diamond in the world. You put it in the vault, you put it in a box, and you put it in the vault, and you put it behind, and you put, right? And you make sure that you keep it safe. We have another Aron that we see all the time in our lives. What's that Aron? There's another Aron that actually we have all the time. We don't have the Aron from the Mishkan, but what Aron do we have? We have the Aron HaKodesh in all of our shuls. And what's inside that Aron? The Torah. How do we take something that is so holy like the Torah, which is basically, the Torah is very similar. It's Hashem's communication to us. Just like the Aron where Hashem spoke, Hashem's Shekhinah was in the Kruvim and Hashem communicated through the Kruvim. Just like that, we have the Torah where Hashem communicates to us. It's Hashem's words. It's our ability to connect with Hashem, and Hashem is giving us his message to us is through the Torah. And we have the Torah. The Torah is rolled up, right? Then it's covered. It has, and then with the Torah covering, what happens? It's inside the Aron. In the Aron has, before the curtains, it has doors, right? And then what happens on top of the doors? It has the curtain. And what this made me think about is this beautiful concept of tzniut. And I actually realized that so much of the Mishkan has this core concept of tzniut. And I thought it was a nice opportunity to take a step back and say, what is this concept of tzniut? And why is it that you have this concept that you have these super-powered kadosh things that are nestled in layers and layers and layers of coverings? And what is the message that we can take from that? So it's very interesting that we hear about tzniut in many different places, but very often when people associate tzniut, what do they think about?
Clothing,
dress code. They have lines, and everybody knows the lines, right? It's like up here, here, like everybody could tell you the lines, where you are allowed to dress, what you're not allowed to dress. And basically, many people, when they hear the word tzniut, they associate dress code. Not saying dress code doesn't exist. Yes, dress code exists and uniforms exist, but And I was actually listening to Rabbi Manning, and he said, you know, he thinks that maybe part of the reason why people often associate tzniut with dress code is, one, we're very literal people. He didn't say this, but I'm thinking this. Like, we're just very, very literal people. So, like, sometimes we just jump to the most concrete thing we could think of, which is the lines, right? But also, sometimes, tzniut is taught in schools. And schools like, I hate to be, like, make fun of all schools and a little bit make fun of ourselves, okay? But schools like rules. We have to teach rules. Rules are important. They help the schools function. So what happens? They need people to follow rules. And so they teach rules and rules and rules. And like then what happens is you're so focused on the rules and you somehow miss the big picture. So I'm saying something a little controversial here because like, what am I doing? Like, Mrs. Erica, are you shooting yourself in the foot? Like, what are the rules not important? I don't know the rules are important. I'm not saying the rules are not important. But like, let's not forget that the rules are not the big picture of tzniut. The big picture of tzniut is like, holy cow. Like, we have the greatest gift in the world. We have something super, super kadosh. You know what that is? What is that? What did Hashem give to every single one of us that's super kadosh? Aneshama. Bilvavi mishkan evne. Hashem gave us in our hearts. We are supposed to build a mishkan in each and every one of our hearts. Our neshama is the most important, most beautiful thing in the world. And the problem is, we forget that. And sometimes we forget it because we're so pulled. It is so hard. We are so pulled by secular culture and the outside world. Whether it's the books or the movies or the media, there's just so much going on that is giving us the opposite message. You know what the rest of the world says? Focus on the outside, focus on the clothing, focus on the fashion, focus on the materialism, focus on who wore this and who wore that and who's showing off and how much money and what kind of car and what are you driving and what are you doing? And what are we doing? We're focusing on all of the physical things. But we're supposed to remember that we were given this amazing gift. And that gift is our neshama. And our focus needs to be that our entire perspective in life, our entire focus is that our spiritual core, our neshama is more important than our physical core. That means our ruchniyut, what we need to say kind of loud and clear to ourselves first and to the rest of the world is our neshama is more important than everything else. Who I am on the inside, my authentic self. I'm going to say it over and over so everybody understands this. My authentic self, my ability to daven, to my ability to connect to Hashem, my ability to do Torah, my ability to do mitzvot, my ability to have a real connection to Hashem and have real purpose in my life is more important than what I look like, than what I'm wearing, than everything else. By the way, sometimes, this is what's crazy. Okay, you ready for this? Sometimes, and girls say this, not in our school, happens to be, but like when I grew up, people used to say all the time, I don't understand. I'm really such an amazing person. Why are you focusing on the fact that I'm wearing a short skirt? Like, what are they really saying? They're actually saying the real power of tzniut. I have a beautiful neshama. Why don't you see it? It's a little bit confusing if you're wearing the short skirt. It's hard to see it because it's distracting. So the concept of the clothing matching the tzniut is that the clothing should send the message from the inside out. You have an inner core and the clothing should reflect your inner core. It's like imagine that you had an aron, right? And instead of putting on a beautiful parochet, with diamonds or gold or glitter, all that beautiful stuff. Instead of doing that, you put up a garbage bag. Would that say, oh my gosh, there's something super valuable inside? No, you'd be like, oh, what is that, right? You're supposed to, whatever clothing you choose from the outside to put on your outside should reflect the inner dignity and beauty that you know you have on the inside. So when you think about the power of tzniut, you should think about your sense of self, your neshama, your self-awareness, your dignity, your honesty, your authenticity. If you think about it, when you say Shema, what do you do? What do we do every day when we say Shema? You pick up your hands and you cover your eyes. I read this in Rabbi Manning's book. I don't remember who said it in which article. I should have written it down. But you cover your eyes. Why do you cover your eyes? Maybe because the physical world is sometimes so distracting. And in order to tap into your neshama, because that's what you're doing when you say Shema, right? You're trying to tap in and connect to Hashem. If you're trying to connect upwards, you need to close your eyes and not focus on all the physical distractions because our world is so distracting. So for a moment, you're stopping and you're covering your eyes and I'm thinking about nothing else. It's a constant message to think about. Wait, is the world a mask on the outside, and are we focusing on the inside? It's also important to recognize that people often think of tzniut as a female thing. It's a women's mitzvah. It is a women's mitzvah. Guess what? It's not just a women's mitzvah. It's a Klal Yisrael mitzvah. The whole concept of the Aron, both Arons, was the Torah just given to women? No. So how could it be that it's just about women's clothing? It doesn't even make sense. Like, there's so much more to tzniut that's not being communicated. They're like, tzniut is not just about clothing. That's the thing. So in Micha, when he speaks about summing up the Torah, he sums up the Torah in three things. Said and hatznei lachet em Hashem Elokecha. Three things. Asot mishpat, you should do good things, do righteous things. You should do the right thing. All of Torah in three principles. Asot mishpat, ahava chesed, you should be kind, and hatznei lachet. So if a third of the Torah is tzniut, a third, can it just be clothing? No. So it's not that it's not clothing. Clothing is part of it. But it's so much more than that. It's really about that gadlut ha'adam, the importance of the person. The idea of Bilvavi Mishkan Ev grew up thinking that tzniut was just for women. Raise your hand if you thought tzniut was a women's thing. Isn't that crazy? How does what? So how does a man do tzniut? Well, here's the thing. Does a man have an neshama? Mm-hmm. Right? Can he connect to Hashem? Right? So his job is to focus on his relationship with Hashem and not anything else. If you focus on how do you build your neshama and not get distracted by cars and how much money you made and what you're wearing and showing off and all those other things, that's all tzniut, right? So that's my point. You got it. Isn't tzniut clothing? The answer is, clothing is a dot. Is clothing part of it? Yes, but it's a dot, a little tiny piece of the much larger picture. What? Oh, you don't know. It's not that you shouldn't keep tzniut. You should keep tzniut. Tzniut is just so much bigger than that little thing. So let me even now. So sometimes, and you know what I realized? Sometimes girls have been saying to me, and sometimes parents say to me, like, do you teach tzniut? I'm like, yeah, I think we do. We do all the time, right? And then it's like, oh, in 11th grade, we teach Torah. And it's like, I don't know, I tell girls all the time, like, you know, I always, you know what I realized? I started thinking about it this week. And I'm like, we teach tzniut all the time. You know how we teach tzniut? We teach you about Kedusha. We teach you the first step all the time, loud and clear. It is the biggest thing we do. You have a neshama. It's gorgeous. Use it. Notice it. Find it. Connect. Feed it. And when you realize the beauty and the power of your relationship with Hashem, how could your outside not reflect your inside? It doesn't make any sense. Don't you want your outside to be dignified? I want to tell you something. Let's talk Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Not even talking about Hashem for a minute. Just your relationship with other people. Tzniut is about not making a fanfare. It says that when Hashem gave the first luchot, what did he do? He had this big, massive, everything was given at Har Sinai. There's lightning, there's thunder, right? Kolot, Frakim, a whole big show. You know what happens? Moshe takes those luchot and breaks them. What happened to the show with the second set of luchot? There was no show. Hashem gave Moshe the second set of luchot, and the Midrash says Hashem gave it to him bitzniut. Does it mean Hashem was wearing clothing? Does it mean that Hashem was wearing, you know, a skirt with the right neckline? No. One second. Okay? What it means, tsniut has to mean that it's a... What? I know. Thank you. Okay. It means that it has to be that it's something else. So I want to share just very quickly that our interactions can be modulated with tsniut. That means the way we interact with others can be done in a less of a fanfare. First time was done with a big fanfare, and then the next time was done bitzniut without a fanfare. It's less. Think about it. If you interact, let's say you have a situation where somebody does well in the stock market, and they casually say, you know, I bought some stocks today and I did really well. It was so cool. I made $10,000 today. Right? And they're just like telling people, like at a conversation. By the way, my kids call that, there's like, what is it? They say it's like a T4. I don't know what that means, but it's like much. It's like a brag, okay? Imagine if the person sitting next to them actually really struggles with money. $10,000 in an hour, in a day? How do you think that person feels? It's icky, right? It just feels, so by making one comment, all of a sudden you've made yourself big and your friends small. That's not tsniut. Think about tsniut is how we interact. It's how we talk. It's how we make. So let's say somebody works really, really, really hard for tests and someone else, like it's just easy for them. Okay, by the way, I brag on my Wordle. I have a Wordle chat. So, okay, we all brag on our Wordle. But, like, it's not nice sometimes. Like, I think about it. Like, you tell someone, like, I got a Wordle in 3 and, like, someone else is like, well, I didn't get it today. Not nice. It's just a game. So, okay, I have my Wordle chat. I don't put it on my WhatsApp status. Because not nice. Right? Right? So it's something dumb. It's something dumb. You're like, okay, it's just a Wordle. Right? But what happens if you say, you know what? I got a perfect 4.0. Is that a nice thing to say? No. So any type of ga'ava where you make yourself big, what you're essentially doing is making someone else small, that is a lack of tsniut.
Isn't tsniut like behavior, acting like...
So what I want to introduce to you is tsniut is a third of the Torah. Now that you understand that, you will see it in every place you go. It's how you speak. It's how you act. It's living your life from the inside out. Here's the core. Get it, everybody? I want everyone's eyes here. Here's the core. If you understand that you have an neshama, and you have a gorgeous opportunity to constantly connect to Hashem, that's it. Tzniut is a recognition that you have that spiritual core and that it is more important than the physical trappings of life. That is tsniut, and that should define the way that you speak, the way you act, your interactions with others, what you watch, what you do, how you act in every single thing. And it's not just for women, it's for men, it's for all of Klal Yisrael. And do we teach it? Absolutely. From the very first second you walked in the door, and we will continue to teach it and continue to recognize it. Does it mean that the clothing doesn't matter? Of course the clothing matters. The clothing is one of the most physical statements that you can make. It is every single day, just like you put on your smile, you put on your clothing. It is your communication to the world. This is what I'm doing. This is who I am. So choose that carefully. Because it's a reflection of your soul. And it's in a very important message. And with that, wishing you a beautiful Shabbat Shalom. And may we all see the beauty of our Kedusha. Thank you.